This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us in the Trocar College live line from Sweet Jenny's, Howard Cadmus. We're talking about how the weather changing can be a big boost for some area businesses, specifically if you're selling some ice cream. Hey, Howard, thanks for being on with us this morning. You got to love this forecast for this weekend.
Yeah, good morning. I'm very excited about it. You know, even if I didn't sell ice cream and have, an iconic building next to a beautiful waterfall and park, I would still be excited just to get my kids out of the house. So,
yeah, you know, ice cream isn't seasonal, right? But it does seem like people turn out in droves and wait in lines for it when the weather turns, right?
Yeah, you know, I think we've perfected or at least learned to live a really good life living here in Buffalo where we definitely feel the seasons. And so, yeah, you're right in that it never stops. People will come out even in a blizzard. But in the summer, it's just another excuse to really find something to do with your family and your kids and your loved ones. And, you get to enjoy it outside instead of inside our seating area or in the car. You get to actually walk around and shake off some of the malaise from the colder weather.
I think that's the thing, especially with your location, right? People want to be outside and walking around, whether it's the park or even just out in front there.
Yeah, you know, any ice cream place, any food place you go to over the beautiful months is wonderful, but ours is very idyllic. You're right, because we're right in the village of Williamsville, and we're blessed to have behind us Glens Falls, which has the waterfall and the park and all kinds of things going on. So, yeah, I myself walk that path in that park every day, regardless of the weather. But in the summer, my kids and I, we love to every single day take a walk, and when we can, grab a bag and some gloves and pick up any garbage that might have thrown around. But, yeah, I couldn't be more stoked for the warm weather. It's nice to be able to have my kids out there scootering and riding their bikes and doing warm weather things. So
it's giving everybody a boost, for sure. All right, how many flavors do you offer, and what is your number one flavor? And has that changed at all?
Wow, that's a good question. Jenny's has been around since 85, so 40 years, 15 years under my ownership. We try to keep all through that time about 40 flavors. So it's not like a Baskin-Robbins thing. It's just a Jenny's thing. But about 40 flavors that we make there in the shop. And for me, I'll tell you mine, because, you know, really people stick to the basics. They love chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, and we found that to be the truth no matter what. But I'm partial to our orange chocolate, and I love our salted caramel truffle. So, I'll check back with you after this week, and maybe things have changed. You know, with St. Pat's coming up, we've got our Lucky Charms and some of the Bailey's Irish Cream and things like that, you know, some alcohol flavors. And living in Buffalo, I've learned that nothing can stop St. Patrick's Day. So because that's coming up on Monday, that might factor into the weekend's choices. I mean, this is a town that loves, through the parades and how they celebrate that holiday. So we'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And Howard, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Howard Cadmus.
Anytime. I love your program. Always listen.
Hey, appreciate it. Sweet Jenny's, which is gearing up for a really big weekend, joining us in the Trocar College Live Line because of the weather.